What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What is going on, everyone? Welcome to Coexisting with Rob and Maggie. It is Friday, February 23rd. We are glad you are here, and we are glad to be here to talk Elimination Chamber that will be taking place later tonight. Well, tomorrow for pretty much everybody. Only a few hours to go, 14 hours to go until it starts. Maggie, it'll be normal time for you in the afternoon. It'll be noon when it starts for you. You'll be at work. So are you looking forward to being able to watch it at a normal time, though, when you get home?
Rob, let me put it like this. Tomorrow, February 24th, is Twin Peaks Day. I could give a rat's ass about Elimination Chamber. I'm kind of kidding. Of course, I'm gonna watch it, but like my priority will also always be Twin Peaks because it is the day Agent Cooper enters the town of Twin Peaks. You know, it's sentimental.
All right.
Yeah. How are you doing, by the way? Since you didn't ask me how I was.
How are you, Maggie? I'm doing fine, but we'll ask you.
Well, Rob, I went to buy a sheet the other day, you know, for my bed.
Okay.
So this week, it was, you know, some days ago, and then I decided to, you know, to actually change my sheets. So I try putting on the fitted sheet and it doesn't fit. It's too small. So I was like, okay, so that sucks. So I got dressed and went to, you know, the store. And of course, it was days after I actually bought it and I didn't have my receipt and everything. I was absolutely aware that I was going to have to buy another sheet and not replace the one I have. So I get in and I'm like, I'm sorry, like this sheet is the wrong size. You know, it doesn't fit my bed. You know, you told me that it was this big, but it's like it's smaller. And she was like, that's not possible. And I'm like, I measured it and everything and it doesn't fit my bed. And she was like, well, then your bed is bigger. And I've been having this bed for a while now, and I happen to know how big the bed is. So she gets out the measuring thingy. I don't know what do you call it in English? And she starts measuring. And at that exact moment, I'm holding the one side of the sheet and the measuring, you know, stick.
Okay.
And at that exact moment, a police patrol, you know, goes by the street, and they start chasing after a car. And she drops the sheet and, you know, the measuring stick, and she just goes outside and starts looking at, you know, whatever's happening outside. And I'm there holding the sheet and the measuring stick, and I'm like, excuse me. I mean, we were doing something here. Like, why are you acting as if this is your mother? Like, you don't know this person, like, whatever. And when I actually thought that she was about to come back into the store, she actually came back to get a cigarette and her lighter. And she went back outside and, you know, lit up a cigarette, and she starts, you know, looking at whatever's happening outside. And I'm like, this cannot be happening. I just want a new sheet and I want to go home and clean my apartment. It is my day off. I just, what is this shit? And then and because it's me, I will, like, I'm not going to make a scene in, you know, in the store. So I go outside and I was like, I'm sorry, can I just buy another sheet? Like, I want to buy another sheet. And she was like, oh, yeah, absolutely. So she, you know, she continued smoking her cigarette. And when she was finally done, she got into the store and actually sold me another, you know, another sheet. It actually fit. I threw away the old one because I was extremely mad about it. But, like, can you imagine? Can you imagine? Jesus Christ. Hi, guys. Thank you. Fans of Coexisting. Thank you for joining us on this Friday. We have a lovely show planned for you today. Please like a video. Like the video. Leave a like on the video. Hit the thumbs up, please. It helps us a lot. Please comment in the live chat. Also, leave a super chat. It's the bottom of the live chat on YouTube. It's the little dollar sign. Also, if you're watching on other platforms, you can send a humper chat at humperchats.com. Humperchats.com. It makes us keep a little bit more of the money. Also, after, you know, watching the video, please leave a comment below. It helps us a lot. Also, of course, this is your daily, you know, weekly reminder to actually subscribe to Fightful Select. We're on Discord now, and I'm going to have to find out what that...
For Fightful Select members.
Fightful Select members, yeah. And I'm going to have to understand what that means, because I have no idea what Discord is. But people are liking it, so that's fine. Yep. Rob, how are you? Are you excited?
I'm good. I'm anxious to... I'm excited for Elimination Chamber, the good folks.
Elimination Chamber, mate.
Yeah, the good folks in Australia are getting their pay-per-view. So they're excited. One of our friends, Josh,
he did so great. He interviewed a bunch of people. Fightful did a lot of articles out of his interviews. That's so great. We love you, Josh. He represented Love Wrestling.
Yeah, and we love wrestling too. And we had Anna Bauer there from Fightful. She was with Fightful from 2016 to 2018. She's one of the back in the dayers, as we call. So, yeah. So I want to say thank you to her for representing Fightful down there. Her interviews were really good too. Really fun. She hasn't watched wrestling in a long time, so that's what made it even pretty good too. So
that's even better, yeah.
Yeah. So, guys, we're going to start with Elimination Chamber matches. But we do have a super chat to start off with from our good friend Ryan Sullivan. Does Bulgaria even have normal times?
I'm going to answer this question later on in the show, you buster.
So let's go ahead and start off with the Men's Tag Team Championship match.
Well, there's a kickoff show.
Oh, I forgot about... You know what? WWE doesn't have, like, the match like graphic for it, and I forgot all about it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So who?
Yeah, but that's fine. So yeah. So yeah,
Let's go ahead and do that one.
Yeah. So Kabuki Warriors will be defending their women's championships against
Casey Cotton's. What's her name now? Katie Carter and.
No.
Isn't that
Candice LeRae?
Oh, and Indy Hartwell.
And Indy Hartwell.
Oh, okay. They changed it. My bad.
I swear
to God, that's what I heard it was. So
that's the reason why people were so, you know, pumped up because they decided to give Indy Hartwell
good,
you know, an actual match at Australia.
Well, that's good. Somebody just mistyped it on a website that I'm just going to fix real quick.
So really, that's what it says on FIFA?
Not anymore.
Okay, that's fine. I'm excited about this because I've seen a lot of negativity, you know, towards certain Australians, not Australians, Mike. No, I'm gonna stop doing that. That's fucking annoying. About certain Australians not being, I'm sorry.
Crocodile Dundee. Crocodile Dundee.
Crocodile Hunters. Croc Files. Yeah. Yeah, so about certain Australians not being on show, Indy Hartwell was one of them. Bronson Reed is the other. We cannot know for certain why Bronson Reed is not on show, by the way. He made a post about it. We're not going to comment, not without knowing what actually is happening. So that's fine. If everything is okay and he wanted to be on the show, but they decided not to have him on the show, that sucks. Just FYI. But I do believe that there's a way out. We're going to talk about that later. I don't think Kabuki Warriors are losing those championships at all in this match, but I'm just incredibly ecstatic to see Indy Hartwell, you know, showing off in Australia. The only better thing would be the Icons coming out, you know, and doing stuff. I don't know if they just gave birth or whatever. Like, I don't know how it works. I'm not, you know, I don't pry in their private lives, you know, personal stuff. But this will be the only way that this can get better. I love that they decided to give Indy the spotlight. And this makes me incredibly happy. Of course, they're not going to take those championships. I would not mind whatsoever if they actually do decide to give them those championships. But they won't. Like, there's a whole thing, you know, happening with... Are they still called Damage Control?
No.
Without Bailey in it?
I don't think they're called Damage Control right now.
Okay. That's fine. Yeah. So, they have a whole thing planned. We know the Kabuki Warriors and EO. But I'm certain that we're just about to see what's happening.
I have Indy and Candice winning. There you go.
Okay. Yep, right from the get-go. You decide being wrong right from the get-go.
Yeah, let's do it. I always like being wrong, so might as well just go out with a bang already. So, yep, Indy and Candice get the win. I say give it to them. So now we'll move on to the men's tag team championship.
I'm just saying that I will not be mad if it happens.
No, I know. Yeah. Let's go to the men's world tag team championship match. Pete Dunne, Tyler Bate taking on Judgment Day, Finn Balor, and Damian Priest. Maggie, who you got?
Bring that picture back on the screen. Look how serious everyone is, and look at Tyler Bate here. I mean, he's trying not to laugh at a bad joke. Yeah, I cannot wait for this match. Actually, I'm kind of glad the DIY aren't the ones in this match because I don't want DIY losing those, you know, that opportunity against Judgment Day. I still think because okay, let me start off by saying the Judgment. I think Judgment Day will retain their tag team championships. But the fact of the matter is, Tyler Bate and Pete Dunne, an amazing tag team together. They have immense chemistry. They've been together for quite some time now. So that is actually why it's going to be an absolutely magnificent match to watch. I still think that The Miz and R-Truth are dethroning the Judgment Day at WrestleMania. I know how ridiculous that sounds. And I actually kind of want to slap myself in the face for that. But it is happening. I don't care even if they lose those championships on the Raw after WrestleMania, the very next night. I don't care. Just give R-Truth something. He's been kind of killing it. I'm sorry. Yeah, amazing match. Tyler Bate having those photos and videos with koalas just absolutely melts my heart. And then Drew McIntyre went out and just tweeted out. Drew McIntyre's tweet?
Hey, chlamydia awareness is a big deal, okay?
I mean,
do they even have chlamydia in Bulgaria?
In Bulgaria, yeah, they do, sadly. So why is this, like, why am I falling in love with Drew McIntyre all over again?
Like, I hope it's not because of the chlamydia joke. Walked into that one.
It's my fault, right? It is my fault. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Drew's the best. He's absolutely the best. He's so gonna win that title at WrestleMania. He's gonna beat Seth. He's gonna beat Seth. 100%. So what do you think happens in this match?
I think Judgment Day retains, and you're not gonna like this one bit, but I think Pete Dunne, after they lose, Pete Dunne turns on Tyler Bate.
No. You.
Hey, I'm wrong all the time, so don't worry.
Yeah, but like, what is, why do you think that is? Or do you just want to piss me off? Like,
no, I'm just going based off like how the vignette started, or like how they brought him back and he had to find himself or whatever. This is just my theory. It's not.
Yeah, but like based on what?
I just going with it because I just feel like that's something they're going to do to get Tyler Bate back.
You just love the chaos.
Yeah, I just think they're going to do it. I could be wrong. And I hope I am, because I actually like those two together.
Like, we haven't seen them together still. Like, they've had like two or three matches. We haven't seen what they can do.
They've been together since the beginning of January, which you're right. That's only, they've had 5 tag team matches, and two of them have been, or no, one of them's been like that big ass contender four, fatal four way. The other one, two of them have been against Pretty Deadly. The other one was the fatal four way, which was included Pretty Deadly. And then you had the number one contender match where they defeated DIY. And then you had the match against Judgment Day last Friday. So they have 5, but maybe you're right. I mean, we know I'm wrong with this a lot, like a lot. I'm not that great with these predictions. I think we should know this by now. Everybody else.
No, you know, you've been doing great on predictions so far. Lately, not so far. You've been doing pretty good. I don't think it happens that fast, like at all. But I understand what you're saying. I just think you're wrong.
Yes.
So, I
hope I am. I really do. Let's go to the non-wrestling match segment that is expected, with Mr. Grayson Waller.
Yeah.
Interviewing Mr. Cody Rhodes and Seth Rollins. We do know that Austin Theory is there, so I'm assuming we'll see Austin Theory. Do you think there's a possibility, just a possibility, that they make this a quick tag team match or something? Like, just
yes,
something?
But I don't think Seth Rollins is going to be the partner for Cody Rhodes. He said he will say, well, I'm not actually medically cleared, and then comes out Bronson Reed.
Oh, that would be kind of cool. That would be pretty cool. Yeah. I like that idea. That would be really cool from WWE, so we know that's not going to happen.
I know. Because I do actually think that... Oh, my lamp is doing that again. I don't think that Seth is actually cleared still.
Yeah.
Because, yeah. And even if he is, I don't think they want to, you know, to jeopardize a potential WrestleMania spot. So this is what I was referring at the top of the show when I said that I do actually think that they have an ace up their sleeve with Bronson Reed. Because if everything is cool with Bronson, like personally, I just don't see a reason why he's not on the card. People are going to shout at the top of their lungs for the guy. Did you know that he beat Okada?
Yeah, I've heard. I think that according to what I've heard is that's the reason why Okada didn't go to WWE, because they told him we're going to have Bronson go over again. And oh man. Oh well, good for him.
Speaking of Cody, like, they did have Cody and Drew did have a match together on Raw.
Mm-hmm.
What did you think of the match?
I thought it was pretty good. Of course, it gave us that normal Bloodline ending, you know, like.
Yeah, the match.
Oh, you're talking about the beginning of the match. Sorry. Well, either way, it still gave us.
Either way. Yeah. It was an absolutely phenomenal match. And I did get pissed off at the end, but I know that I was supposed to be pissed, you know, mm-hmm. because that was their thing. The funny thing is that on commentary, they say Drew blames the Bloodline for not being champion right now. And I'm like, it's true.
Yeah.
I mean, like, they're so badly trying to make Drew a bad guy when in reality he's not.
Yeah. Well, like, the other thing too is
so right.
We should be mad because at WWE for this, because if they would have let Drew win the title at Clash at the Sandcastle, we don't get him singing American Pie.
Yeah. Oh my God, that was so bad.
You know. So
I hated that.
Yeah, it was very uncomfortable. I wasn't even there, and I was like, ew.
That was so uncomfortable, and I actually think that he didn't know that they were still on the air. I'm absolutely sure that he didn't know that.
You think Vince probably, like, Vince, knowing how, I assume, I don't even know if Vince was still there, like, I don't even know that, I don't give a shit about Vince anyway, so it doesn't matter. But that sounds like something Vince would do, though, you know, like, let's keep it going, pal.
Just keep going. I wish I could be. Yeah. What did happen at the end was that Jey Uso, provided a distraction just for Solo to hit the Samoan Spike. Hi, Corey. So Drew wins off of that. The match was awesome. They did provide us with a backstage segment between Cody and Seth. Like, Cody was in the doctor's office and Seth came back and he was like, huh? I told you. Like, you're going to need a shield and everything. And so, yeah. That is quite unfortunate. Because might as well talk about this now. At the beginning of the show, when I saw that they were actually there, Solo and Jimmy, I saw that they were there, and I'm like, well, there you go, the ending of the main event. Just like we thought that, like, it writes itself. Like, this is the part when being predictable isn't bad because it works. We actually begged for this end for the main event, and I'm talking about Jey Uso versus Gunther for the Intercontinental Championship. I think that I suppose that there's a reason why this match wasn't on the card for Elimination Chamber.
Yeah, because or are you talking Usos? Like, are you talking Gunther?
Gunther and Jay.
Gunther. Jay. Gunther has a visa; he can't travel.
There you go. There you go. Yeah. So
he would have gotten the MasterCard, but
Jesus Christ. Okay, so yeah, the match was awesome. Like, Samoan dropped on the announce table. Cole, if you look at it closely, Pat McAfee is sitting on the chair like a normal commentator, and Michael Cole is standing just like Pat was, you know, usually in the beginning of his commentary gig. That was so great because you can absolutely see, you know, everything. Like, the refreshing part of Cole on commentary. Like, Michael Cole is, like, has a new breath, a new appreciation for commentary ever since Pat joined him. Gunther was manhandling Jay throughout the entirety of this emotional match.
Did you see the clip of Gunther, like, looking at Pat McAfee?
No.
There's a clip of, like, Pat McAfee's doing his, like, the Jey Uso thing.
Yeah.
And Gunther looks at him, and he just, like, just stops, like, mid, and he just kind of, like, just... I'll have to send you the video, but it's
yeah, hilarious. I have to send me the video. Yeah. There was a spear on the apron, spear on the outside, spear in the ring. Then, you know, Jay did a splash. Then he went for the pin. He absolutely had the match won. And then we heard the bell ring. And I'm like, that is fucking brilliant. That is just absolutely fucking brilliant. Because they turned the camera to, you know, the that area of the ring. And it was Jimmy ringing the bell. Mm-hmm. Gunther won with a roll-up, by the way. That's absolutely new for me. And then Jimmy attacked Jay with multiple splashes. Again, because it was so incredibly, you know, you could have foreseen this, you know, from the get-go. Because what they did on this week's Raw was they built towards their WrestleMania match together. And I'll say this again, in my eyes, Jimmy and Jay should open night one of WrestleMania. They should absolutely open the show because this is going to be a freaking banger. Like, you know, brothers fighting with each other. This is Cody and Dustin 2.0. It's going to be absolutely amazing. On to the next.
Oh, they're going
to
need their. I need their brother. They're going to. I need my brother.
I'm going to need my older brother
to take on the Young Bucks. Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's.
I don't need a partner.
At the forbidden door.
My older brother. Sorry, I love that bit on BTE. Damn it, I miss BTE so much.
Let us know in chat if you guys are planning on watching live. I'm curious. I saw Sean at, or no, who was it? Somebody just asked. I saw. Let's see here. Kenton asked how he wonders how many people are getting up at 4 a.m. to watch. I will be up to watch, so it'll be interesting to see who all gets up to watch.
A reminder, send us your super chats and Humper Chats at humperchats.com to get your question or statement live on the air to support the show. On to the next match. Which match is next?
Yep,
Knox.
The match is. Let's go to our first Elimination Chamber match, the men's. You have the men's Elimination Chamber match with LA Knight, Logan Paul, Drew McIntyre, Randy Orton, Bobby Lashley, and Kevin Owens. Whew, this one's going to rock. It's going to be awesome. I think.
It's absolutely clear that Drew McIntyre is winning this. I mean, please, come on. I can't. Is this the 1,000th time that Kevin Owens is in an Elimination Chamber? Because I kind of feel like he's been in every Elimination Chamber so far. I know he's not. I know he hasn't been, but it just feels like it.
We can look.
Having in mind that Kevin Owens got into this match by beating Dominic Mysterio, so yeah, Logan Paul beat The Miz.
Yeah. I was just hoping you'd still talk, so I looked that up. What was I going to say? The only person I'm kind of curious to see. I think Logan Paul and Kevin Owens will cancel each other out because I think they're going to wrestle at Mania, is what I think is happening.
Really?
Yeah, I think they're going to go.
I kind of feel like LA Knight and Logan Paul will cancel each other because I feel like they will. True too.
I forgot about that. A lot of people have been going that route.
I'd like to see Kevin Owens and Bobby Lashley. That's something fresh and new that we haven't seen yet. Have we? The moment I said it, I wondered if we have seen it or not because my memory sucks. So Kevin Owens and Bobby Lashley. Have we seen this?
It seems like they had a small feud, but I don't know. But as far as Elimination Chamber for Kevin Owens go, according to cagematch.net, he's only been in one.
Randy Orton, not Kevin Owens.
Oh, I thought you said Candy Orton. That's sister.
Candy.
I swear to God, I thought you said Randy Orton or Jesus. You know, my first
That's
day.
That's exactly what I said.
My first day, everyone. Welcome. Coexisting.
Okay, so Kevin Owens and Lashley had a feud in 2018, according to Caden. So take that with a pinch of salt.
Welcome, Caden. Jesus, take shots at the poor guy.
I adore Caden. Come on.
I know. I'm joking. Kayfabe. Or kayfabe, as we like to call it.
Did they actually show with the... Super Showdown?
Yeah. That was the...
Cena and Lashley versus Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn.
Or was it Kevin Owens and Elias? Was that the Elias bit with Kevin Owens? They were in Seattle and he said it's like Seattle doesn't deserve a basketball team and the whole crowd just went ape.
Yeah, Kevin Owens and Elias. There you go.
I know you're not I know you don't watch SportsCenter, Maggie, but that even made ESPN SportsCenter here. That surprised the hell out of me. WWE rarely makes.
I don't get the magnitude of that because, like, I understand, yeah, I but like, I don't. Yeah.
Just for it to be on SportsCenter, that doesn't happen often. But it was like one of those things where it just got so loud. That it just reacted really well. And I believe, maybe I'm wrong. I don't want to get the writer wrong, so I'm not going to say it because I don't want to give the wrong person credit.
That is fine.
So yeah, Randy Orton, I'll look up here in a few, but
I think Soupy mentioned in the chat that he was an 8.
Cool.
Which is a lot, by the way.
Who do you got winning this? So you got
Drew. Absolutely Drew. 100% Drew. Like, the story writes... No, it doesn't write itself because he made it happen.
Yeah.
Because you know by now that I'm a huge supporter for Seth Rollins, right? Yes. I adore the guy. He's busting his ass. He puts everything on the line. He's such an awesome worker, and he believes in the company. He's a company guy. And I'm going to say it again. I've been vocal on our show.
What?
What? I've been vocal on our show about not loving anything that they're doing or the nothing that they're doing with Seth Rollins right now and how they're basically belittling everything that he stands for, his title, his reign, and everything, pretty much, basically, since they started the whole Cody, Rock, and Roman thing. Him standing in the background and making awesome photos, you know, meme-worthy photos, like, that's gonna belittle your title reign. That's all I'm saying. But the stupid thing is that Seth and Drew have already faced each other numerous times. Mm-hmm. So what makes this more interesting is the fact that because Drew has been on the roll meme-wise, it's almost as if he's a totally different person. Like, he was always right from the beginning in my eyes, but like the rest of the WWE universe are viewing him in a different light right now, and I suppose that's what matters here. Yeah. I'm not gonna mind if something else happens, but I mean, Damian Priest may interfere in the match, because I don't know if you remember, but Damian Priest has a Money in the Bank briefcase. I know that
Rifle
people
select
are,
and report.
Yeah. He can interfere in the match, and actually Damian Priest can pin Drew McIntyre, or vice versa. Like, Drew McIntyre can beat Damian Priest. But I don't know. I feel like they flopped Damian Priest's Money in the Bank, you know, storyline, because of everything that's happening in Judgment Day. And them having R-Truth right there is as awesome as it is hurting the briefcase and Damian Priest right now. I know he's trying to be serious, but like, you can't actually be serious when R-Truth is there. So yeah, like, what do you think about all of the crap that I said?
Well, I think... Okay, so first off, I think Drew does win. However, if it was my call, just because I'm a huge Kevin Owens fan, I'd have Kevin Owens win. But I like Drew McIntyre as well. I think Drew's been fantastic. And if Seth is good to go for Mania, then I think Seth and Drew would be good. I do hope that we see Sami Zayn added to that match, because there's been hints that he could still be in the mix. I don't think if that wasn't like a possibility, I don't think it would ever have been hinted out. You know what I mean? Like, if they weren't, like, I think there's a reason why they put that out there. That's just me. That's just my opinion. So if Sami does get in this match, that really like makes me really, I'm intrigued by what that could mean, because that would be really, really cool. And man, that would add a lot more intrigue to the match for me at Mania. But
I can also see them, like, if they're not having an Intercontinental Championship ladder match at Mania, I can see them doing Sami Zayn versus Gunther at WrestleMania. I can see them doing that.
Yeah. I mean, originally I thought there was a big possibility that we'd get Jey Uso versus Gunther, but or no, I think we're getting Chad Gable versus Gunther for the Intercontinental title. But
I still think that's a possibility.
There's a good way. You made a good point. If they do an Intercontinental title championship match, like ladder match, you could protect. Yeah, and you could protect Gunther by that too. He didn't take a pin.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
Yeah, but like, they haven't done that match in a long ass time at WrestleMania. So like,
I know, but I mean, that's the thing. Maybe
I don't know why, but like, I like to think that they have their reasons for doing that. Also, I see the people in the chat bringing up that they don't think that Drew McIntyre will be getting a title if he hasn't signed a contract. The dude was the second person to pin Cody Rhodes in a year in WWE. I kind of feel like he already signed that contract. I'm not saying that he did, but like, he legitimately pinned Cody Rhodes. And the only person who pinned Cody Rhodes in the past year was Roman Reigns. Before that, Brock Lesnar, and they're not they're gonna make you forget about that.
I didn't see it, Scott, so I don't know which. Write it again, whatever your comment was.
Yeah, like whatever you were talking about.
Oh, I remember he said he's fine, but maybe. Who knows? I mean, it's one of those things where I think people understand until we hear it from certain people, we can speculate all we want, but. So do I think he resigned? Yes. Because I don't think they go into WrestleMania with him. Oh, the ladder match, he said. Okay.
Yeah, but every time WrestleMania comes along, people are hoping for an IC ladder match for the title. Of course, every time.
Yeah, or just a ladder match in general. I mean, even when they did Money in the Bank, those were always pretty good.
Sure.
So. All right, so we go on to the next Elimination Chamber match, and that is the Women's Elimination Chamber match featuring Liv Morgan, Raquel Rodriguez, who just returned, Naomi, Bianca Belair, Tiffany Stratton, and the man, Becky Lynch. Rebecca Lynch. She, I think it's Becky all the way. I think we already know that. I think Becky is going to be facing Australia's Rhea Ripley.
So, what happened this past week on Raw was they had a last chance battle royal to qualify for the last spot for the Women's Elimination Chamber match. And Raquel Rodriguez came back. She won the match. I'm so glad that she's back. But the other segment that they had was absolutely freaking hilarious, by the way. Like, Becky got in the ring with a microphone. And she said, I will step into the Elimination Chamber for the first time for an opportunity to face Rhea Ripley at WrestleMania. And then Pat McAfee on commentary, he was like, or Nia Jax. That guy. So she said that she was the best she's ever been, but so was everyone else. Liv came out. She underlined the fact that she was, you know, the last person to actually beat Rhea Ripley in a match. So that's a couple of points right there. And then everyone started coming out, and every time they cut to the ring, and you can see Becky being so tired, and she was, because it was her segment, you know, like she got in the ring to say some stuff and everyone interrupted her. I love this so much. So they started brawling. Everyone started brawling, and then Nia Jax came out and squashed everyone. She squashed everyone. She made a point. She's so losing. I adore this segment because, like, I know it's a cheap way to put all your women that are competing for a match out there, you know, but I feel like ever since WrestleMania 35, that absolutely spoiled us with the build towards WrestleMania with Becky, Charlotte, and Ronda Rousey. They spoiled us with that go home segment, you know, with the police car and the three of them getting arrested and everything, and those kicks and those doors and everything. They spoiled us with that segment, so nothing will ever be as good as this. But it was a nice, fun way. But, like, Nia squashing everyone, it's kind of, like, belittling. Like, even, like, when Rhea Ripley beats Nia Jax at, you know, at the event, which she will, this just goes to show you that, you know, so, like, her opponent isn't credible enough because the woman that you beat all of them. So, like, that's not credible enough. But I will be looking forward to, because, like, women's matches in terms of Money in the Bank, Royal Rumbles and everything, they've kind of been overshadowing the men's side of, you know, lately. Yep. So I'm looking forward to this specific one.
All right. So yeah, I have Becky winning this as well.
If I said anything. Yeah, but yeah. Becky, I have Becky.
All right. So I think that pretty much we'll go to the main event, but I think that pretty much gives it away. So do you have anything you want to add to the main event? Because I think it's
Nia Jax versus Rhea Ripley.
Yep.
I hope that
because we do have somebody waiting to get in here.
Yeah, sure. I hope that they give Rhea Ripley the time to breathe everything in, because that audience is gonna cheer the crap out of her a lot.
Yeah, I think they go off the air with Rhea and Becky in the ring.
Like, yeah, face to face. That's how you do it. That's how you do it.
All right, let's bring them in here. Hello, sir. Maggie wants you to explain yourself, since it looks like you're in the
court. Explain yourself.
I dressed up. I'm in a courtroom. So, Magdalena, what do I need to do to explain myself? What have I done wrong?
You weren't in the chat last week. Like,
it was Sunday.
What the actual fuck? Like,
I have you things are, to do.
I don't care. Like, what? Okay, I think I'm speaking for everyone here, everyone in the classroom, when I say that watching Coexisting with Rob and Maggie, supporting the show and actually being in the chat, absolutely should be the number one priority in your life. So I don't know what we're doing
your
there.
Times, not even your times. You changed the day.
Yeah, we changed the day because, like, I was going through some crap.
That's fine, but then I have things to do on Sundays.
No, you say, oh, they actually will have a show this week. I'm going to cancel all my plans that I have like normal.
Sorry, nieces and nephews. I won't see you today. I'm going to go watch this wrestling podcast.
All right, well, this court finds you guilty, so enjoy your Raw.
I'm appealing.
Yeah, okay, well.
Who's your lawyer?
I'm self-representing.
Yeah.
That's always Tommaso a good sign, yeah.
Get Tommaso Ciampa. He represented.
Do they
JBL,
have lawyers
right?
in Bulgaria?
Probably
they
not.
Actually do. I.
I'm joining this bandwagon because I think it's hilarious. But anyways.
What the fuck? You look quite nice, Ryan, by the way. I'm so glad
you're up for the occasion. I put on a tie.
You put on your Chippendales tie, it looks like. Cool.
Well, the best part is I took off the dress shirt I was wearing, so I looked less professional.
Nice.
To make this gag work even better.
Sure.
Well played.
All right. I know what I'm doing.
Well.
So
Are you watching the chamber? No. You're sleeping.
I will be sleeping. I will be having dreams.
Having dreams. Are you gonna watch it when you wake up?
I'm sure I'll watch it at some point, but I'm not getting up at 5 a.m.
Yeah, sure. But like when you wake up, the show will be already over and you'll watch it with your morning coffee.
Oh, we'll see. I'll watch it at some point, but I don't know if it'll be that soon. I'll read the results and see if I like what I see.
Oh, there you go. One of those guys.
Is there a particular match that you're looking forward to or no?
I think this whole pay-per-view is kind of a throwaway, which really sucks, but I think the tag match will be fun.
Throw you away. Sorry, too soon.
Am I wrong?
No, I think the matches look pretty good.
Matches will be fine. I have nothing against the matches themselves. They're high quality.
Sounds like you do.
The stories are already
thrown away. Just like Philadelphia. That's what I want to do. I want to just ball
out
Philadelphia.
Well, I'm sorry that we have WrestleMania. What do you have?
Well, hopefully I'll have WrestleMania next year, but it sounds like nobody wants to confirm the damn thing.
That's because nobody wants to have WrestleMania there.
That's probably true.
Why are people crapping on Philly? Like, what's happening?
Well, because Philly sucks. That's mainly why. Come on.
It's the best. First capital, birthplace of freedom.
Shit.
Yeah, you got nothing, Rob. You got nothing. What did Minnesota ever do?
Not much. We have, what do we have? We have General Mills.
You had your football stadium's roof collapse with snow.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. We have Target. We have Best Buy. That's about it. We have Prince. We did have Prince. He's not here anymore.
Is Target a store?
Yeah.
I was literally just about to explain it. So stores are places you buy things, Maggie. And then
there you go. Pillsbury. Yes. There we go. We got Pillsbury too. So we're doing okay.
Is that Pillsbury steak?
No. Doughboy.
What are the
so
they make like Hormel stuff like that
too?
What's a Pillsbury?
It's like
you've never seen the Pillsbury Doughboy?
What?
Oh, well, I'll have to pull up a photo, but we're going to have to move on with this show. So, Ryan, I appreciate you stopping by, sir.
No problem. I'll see you.
I'll see you on. Sure. Will we see you on Revolution pre-show?
Yeah, I should be good for that. As long as you don't change the date last minute and mess up my schedule.
And if you're not watching Thunderdome.
We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. All right, man.
See you.
You had something to say or what?
Say something for yourself.
I'm innocent. I'm going to be countersuing the two of you.
Okay.
Sure.
Wait.
Sure.
Bulgaria doesn't even have laws.
That's true too. So let's move on.
We do actually have laws, but like they're not suited for the people. Moving on. Let's talk about No Surrender.
Yeah, well, hold on 1 second. I wanted to bring up that on the press conference last night that Michael Cole brought up that they had some issues getting the ring to Australia. Yeah, because of pirates. So this is what he said on the show, on the press conference. He said the structure took over a month to get here. Originally, it was supposed to ship through the Suez Canal. The pirates made sure that didn't happen, so it was sent to Miami, and it was then shipped by truck to Los Angeles, and then put on a ship to Sydney, and then sent on a train to Perth, and now it's being constructed. So, Maggie,
that is so hardcore.
Yeah. So, Maggie, with that said, you know what that means. I got pirate jokes.
Of course you do.
Are you ready for this?
No, but there you go.
All right. Let's get ready for you. All right, Maggie. Where is a pirate's favorite place to eat?
Arby's?
Son of a bitch. I think I've told that one before. Okay.
No, you haven't.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Okay. What did the pirate say to the pretty lady?
What?
Are you free Saturday night? And a little bit of the non-PG one. What do you call a pirate that pees on people? R. Kelly. Yes. Yeah, I like that one. I have another joke. Should I just get that one out of the way? It's not a pirate joke. Should I just get it out of the way now? Okay. Maggie, what's the difference between an enzyme and a hormone?
Is this going to be something incredibly
awful? No, just tell me what's the difference.
No,
you have to tell me the difference. What's the difference?
What is the difference? I can't explain it to you in English.
Yeah, you can't hear an enzyme.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
Welcome.
Okay, this is low-key one of your best ones.
So you can tell people at the bar tomorrow. There you go.
Yeah, but they won't get it. Because they've never made anyone moan in their life, so.
All right. Yeah. Okay, let's talk about
continue.
Pirates and Surrender. TNA surrenders tonight. Mustafa Ali is making his debut with TNA. Hell yeah, brother. Let's go. Are you excited for Mr. Ali to make his debut?
I actually think that he gets the title.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that.
I'm fine with that. This is a pretty nice way to promote TNA, you know, with the whole world tour that Mustafa Ali is doing. So I'll be excited about that. It's also going to be an amazingly incredible match.
I bet so. I agree with that. Chris sends us super chat. He says, it's okay, guys. I'm finally here. I'll rejoice.
We will all rejoice, Christopher. I'm so glad that you're here.
Welcome, my friend.
And your pork chops.
Pork chops.
This Yum. Sounded weird, but he knows what I'm talking about.
I know. Huh. I got nice pork chops. Yeah.
Yes. All right.
So let's go over the card really quick. So you think he's going to win the title tonight? I like that. That's a good call.
Mm-hmm. Not to downplay Chris Sabin whatsoever.
You can downplay him if you want. I don't care. Your call.
I love Chris Sabin.
I know. I'm just messing with you. So the TNA World Championship is a no surrender match. It's Moose defending his title against Alex Shelley. Yeah, I agree with you there. TNA Knockout World Championship, Jordan Grace defending her title against Giselle Shaw. We talked about the TNA X Division Championship already. Chris Sabin defending his title against Mustafa Ali. You know, the TNA World Tag Team Championships, ABC, Ace Austin and Chris Bay taking on the Grizzled Young Vets, James Drake and Zach Gibson. You know, the TNA Knockout.
I also feel this thing that they're taking those championships.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
The TNA Knockouts Tag Team Championship, Decay, Rosemary and Havoc defending their titles against the MK Ultra. You have PCO taking on Khan, Josh Alexander taking on Simon Gotch, and the
I'm so looking forward to this match. Josh Alexander and Simon Gotch. It's gonna be so good, and they actually told us the story behind that match.
Yeah,
I was incredibly happy about that because, like, it turns out that when Josh Alexander was given an opportunity to sign a contract with Impact Wrestling, Scott D'Amore came out after his match and he was so impressed that he offered him a contract. The guy actually that Josh Alexander beat in that match was Simon Gotch.
Mm. Nice.
So I'm looking forward to Simon Gotch being in the ring and Matthew actually being on commentary, you know, Aiden English.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Yeah, that's going to be so great.
I hope he remembers them. Too soon.
There's no way they won't talk about this.
I know. The countdown to TNA's No Surrender is Brian Myers and Eddie Edwards taking on Kushida and Kevin Knight. Those two. That's going to be a good match, I think. I think. I just like Kevin Knight and Kushida, so... But I like Brian Myers too. Eddie Edwards is a good wrestler. So I think this has potential to be a really good match. But so that's TNA No Surrender.
Mm-hmm.
But, speaking of Josh Alexander, which we just talked about a few minutes ago, it turns out that TNA renewed his contract, or they exercised their option. So he is staying there for another year at least. He basically made it sound like he didn't have he might have resigned. You never know, like if they gave him an offer, but he wanted to negotiate, you know, like to get a better deal, maybe. I know a lot of people in TNA are not happy with the Scott D'Amore firing.
Yeah.
And they put a lot of, sorry, that made me pop here. Well played, Ace. A lot of people put like little, what are those, like time or what the hell they call the
what,
the killer clock cross, the sand time, sand whatever, sand timer. Off? I forgot what the hell they call them. No, but
yeah, I know. Just, you know, the scent clock, yeah.
Okay. Is that what they're, I don't know. Either way. Hourglass. Thank you. God, that's what they are. Thank you. I knew I was like off. I knew that. Why couldn't I not remember it?
By the way, you guys calling it an hourglass has makes no sense.
Well, it's an hourglass, so.
What?
You, it's America, Bulgaria. We're all different.
No, it's no. Like I said from in the beginning of our conversation, is the States and the rest of the world. It's not the States and America and Bulgaria. It's the States and the rest of the world. Don't
Corey's going to change it with you, so he's Bulgarian now.
Yeah, so it's Saint Clark is what's it called for the rest of the world, by the way. Well, Saint Clark, a clock made of sand.
I think it's obvious that
the fuck is an hourglass.
I think it's obvious that we think the world is focused on us, centered around
I
us.
I know.
I think you know that.
Okay, I know.
So let us just let us just be the way we are.
I'm okay. Here to remind you that you're not.
Okay, well, so, agree to disagree.
Okay.
So, yeah. So, Nick Nemeth last night, he won the New Japan Global Championship. He defeated David Finlay for the title. So, good for him. He's an
amazing
champion.
Promo afterwards.
Yeah, was surprised. I shouldn't say surprised. I was just kind of like, good for him, you know? Like, he got to go somewhere, win a title, prove that he's can do stuff outside of the WWE. Happy for the guy.
Do you know why actually I feel bad for you Americans right now?
Because
okay. Listen up.
Okay.
Because you actually had to wake up to the news that Riddle beat Tanahashi and won a championship. That's why I feel bad for you Americans. We woke up to this news.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm so sorry. I apologize. This could not have been good for you.
I didn't like it at all.
I was like, what are you doing? What year is this?
Why can't somebody take him or like Matt Riddle other than New Japan? Ugh.
I don't get it. I know that there's a reason for that to happen. I'm not sure that it makes sense, but it did happen. So I don't know what New Japan are doing.
I don't think they know what the hell they're doing.
Yeah, but we'll see.
Because in my opinion, why I say that is, in my opinion, granted, it sounds like Tony offered a shit ton of money to Will Ospreay, so I understand why he left if that's the case. But I do what I can to keep Okada. I try to do whatever I can to keep Ospreay, but I knew, like, that's the thing. Ospreay, there was this, it sounded like he was going to leave anyways. Either way. But let's move on some more. So it was an interesting week. Regarding media wise with the two WWE future Hall of Famers, kind of weird how things have changed as far as when it comes to PR and talking to people. John Cena used to be really good at it. Really good at it. Randy Orton
was the kind of just one.
Yeah, kind of just every once in a while, not too often, but he would get in the hot water for some of the things that he would do. Now it's John Cena just not making smart comments, and he was on Howard Stern's show this week, and when Howard brought up the allegations of Vince McMahon, Cena says, Howard Stern asked him about the allegations and asked him if it was complicated, and John Cena says, I don't think it's complicated to talk about. It's complicated to listen to. That's why I don't necessarily put a lot of time and equity into it. There's still a long way to go. I could say this. I'm a big advocate of love and friendship and honesty and communication. In the same breath, I'm also a big advocate of accountability. If someone's behavior lies so far outside of your value system that the balance shifts, I can operate in a world where this works. That's the end result of being accountable. Right now, I'm going to love the person I love, be their friend. I love you. You have a hill to climb. There is a saying, you don't know who your friends are until the shit hits the fan or your back is against the wall. That doesn't make any of what's going on any easier to swallow. Just telling someone you love them, it's a hill to climb and we'll see what happens. That's that. It sounds cliche, but it has to be one day at a time. He said, to go on, he said, I've openly said I love the guy. I've had a great relationship with him. And that's that. Basically, yeah, not smart. Not there's about 684 of the thousand things I would say before I would say that.
I mean, how is Randy Orton the one who's better at this?
Well, now I don't know. Like, that's the thing. Like, since, I mean, you go back a couple
and
years
I
ago.
I don't mean, by the way, just to clarify, I don't mean that Randy Orton is that person. Just the thing that we said previously, Randy Orton has, you know, rap sheet of, you know, of saying ridiculous things in the past. This, but like not that sort of ridiculous. So just to clear things up. Yeah, so you were saying.
Well, no, I was just like saying, yeah, I was agreeing with what you were saying.
The thing is that if you don't want to say anything at all, there are little, you know, buzz phrases and words that you can use that by saying a lot, you cannot say anything at all. Even that would have been better than this, because he legitimately said, because he said that, he basically said, everyone makes mistakes. I'm going to be next to that person when they, even through the hardest of times, and I'm going to love them because that's what a true friend is. There are limits to this. Like, yeah. Friendship can be, like, what?
Yeah, and I'll be the first one to say I had a friend. Notice how I said I had a friend. He committed a sexual assault on somebody. I was done with him. Granted that, I mean, there was, he was arrested. So there was no, like, it wasn't the same as Vince, you know, because of paper and all this, but I wasn't going to stamp on my friend after like everything that came out and the evidence that was there. And no, I'm done. Bye. See ya. You're not, I don't want you anywhere near me. I'm disgusted with you. This is awful what you did.
I mean, this basically means that you support sexual assault. You know, if you're such a good friend to your friend, you owe it to them to make them see the wrong that they've done. By taking yourself out of this relationship and making them actually see the loss in their lives, this will make them accountable. Because John Cena talked about accountability in that in that statement. So
yeah. And that's the thing. Like, I mean, what's so weird about this is it was dumb for him to say, but then like it's like everybody, like I get people are mad and upset at John Cena. Like, I get that. I do. But then I also look at John Cena, like what he's done. Like, as a person, like things he's done for children and sure. Stuff like that. So I'm like, part of me's like, all right, I mean, it's a dumb, like, in my opinion, it's a very dumb flaw that he has, like, with this. And like, I think he's way off base, but that's my opinion.
Him being wrong in this situation doesn't diminish the good that he's done for the children.
Exactly. So, and that's the thing. Like, I just, that's my thing. Like, where I don't think
you can, this is my thing. You're one thing and wrong about another.
This is my thing. Like, it's the cancel culture, like, here. And I don't think I don't know. That's a whole different conversation. I just don't think the guy, I don't think
he didn't handle it well.
No,
he didn't handle it well.
But there's been a lot of things he hasn't handled well. I mean, you look back at the PR mess he had with the whole, I believe, Taiwan and the China and Taiwan. I think it was Taiwan and China, like just stuff there. Like, I mean, from a PR standpoint, good God, man, you need to. I don't know. I mean, the thing is he says what he believes in, but there's also just one of those things where I can't really explain it anymore.
I understand. Like I said, he can be wrong about this and not be wrong about a lot of stuff. Like I said, John Cena has done a lot for children all over the world and, like, a lot of amazing stuff. He's just not right here. Yeah. He's not.
We have a super chat from a good friend, Eric. He says, "Hi, everyone. My question is Nick Wayne being wasted in AEW as Christian Sun?
No.
Wrestle no. Marcus Mathers at Jersey J Cup and it ruled." I don't think he's being wasted at all. I think...
No. Not wasted.
I think... Being with Christian is good for him. One, he's learning on the mic, like live in front of the guy. He's learning that.
Absolutely. Which,
I mean, if there's somebody like in AEW, one like a person, a veteran to learn from in AEW on the mic, he's one of them. Obviously, he's going to be one of the top veterans. I mean, you have other guys like Adam Copeland. I think Christian is way above Adam Copeland when it comes to mic skills. You have Sting, obviously, but he's going out the door soon. But I don't think he's being wasted at all. I think if anything, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So.
Moving on.
Okay. I'm just saying it's, yeah, I was just thinking, like, what else there is to say about that. I think he's a hell of a wrestler.
Of course he is. No, like everything, like, the world is in front of Nick Wayne. Absolutely in front of Nick Wayne. Him learning from Christian is an amazing way to get into this, you know, caliber of wrestling. That is all. We can move along if you want.
Yep, let's go ahead. AEW hired a new writer this past week, Jen Pepperman, as vice president of content development. She is coming over from WWE. It was reported that she was Sasha Banks' writer at one time. Think about WWE writers, for the most part, you don't know what a lot of them write. So, but it's a good thing. That I think that they're bringing in another writer. Hopefully she can do some good. She was the longest tenured WWE writer, female writer.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll have to see what goes on with that. I don't know much about her, but I mean, they and she's the 75th vice president they have now. So good for her.
I'm just excited to see what that means for Mercedes.
I did not know this, so I mean, I have no idea about that, so I can't comment on that because I have no idea about that.
Is she?
That I don't know. Like, that's the thing. I I can't comment on it because I haven't read anything on that at all.
I have not read anything about that whatsoever.
I know she was in the law, like in a different lawsuit.
Was she?
Vince named it. I don't. Okay, I'm not. Okay.
I cannot talk. We cannot talk about anything that we have no idea what. About.
I don't have any idea about that.
I'm not familiar with that. I'm not.
I don't even know if Vince has talked. Vince hasn't talked at all. Other than like. Never mind, I'm not getting into this.
I haven't heard that at all.
Okay.
I'm not familiar whatsoever. So I don't know what that means in particular for Mercedes Moné. So that's something to look forward to. They are going to be having the big Boston show. On March 13th, right? It's on March 13th.
Boston.
Yeah.
Boston.
Yeah.
I think our good friend Throwback has tickets to that, I believe.
I hope he goes. I hope he enjoys the crap out of the show. It's they're promoting it as a huge thing.
Yeah.
We can talk about Wardlow now if you want.
There was something else I wanted to bring up.
Yeah, here. You can touch upon that.
Oh, The Rock announced that his production company, $7, they are working on a Ric Flair biopic film. Wrestling films are pretty popular right now because you had the Iron Claw movie recently, and then you had there's all kinds of stuff. There's like documentaries. Even the Ric Flair documentary on Netflix, I mean, it's older because it was from ESPN a couple years ago, but it's actually done really good numbers. And like any biography numbers do really well too, like online. So a lot of people are interested in these stories. So I just hope it's paints a true story. You know what I mean? Like
for Ric?
Yeah.
So the funny thing is that this past episode of Dynamite, they showed Ric Flair coming out of his car and him mentioning in a backstage interview that he wasn't happy with the way that he wasn't involved in Sting's last match. And I was like, it's not about you, dude. It's about Sting's last match. Like,
there's a lot of things about this where it's part of me is like, I like this in a way because it would be kind of cool if Sting like doesn't fall for it, you know?
That's what Sean said. I saw that, you know, for one last time, they can make, you know, Ric Flair turn on Sting, but Sting sees it coming this time. They can make it happen because they literally showed it on television.
Yeah.
They showed it on television. So if he acts surprised, if Sting acts surprised, oh, I didn't see this coming, you're just a big dummy, Sting. And you're not. I know that you're not. I understand.
I think it's all a plan, like I do.
I hope so, because I don't want to see Sting look dumb in his last match, okay? I don't want to see that. Like, it's a nice throwback, but I don't want that, like, whatsoever.
I don't want him to look dumb, and then you say it's a nice throwback, and I just, like, just the way you
said it. Yeah, it's a nice throwback, but, like, yeah. I don't want to see that.
Yeah. Yeah, so. All right, talk about Wardlow.
Okay.
The floor is yours.
Yeah, so this is something that we discuss with our mutual friend Sports Nanana. Because we've been going back and forth, you know, about Wardlow. He's been sending me, you know, videos on YouTube of old Wardlow matches and old Wardlow wrestling t-shirts, which are way better than the one that AEW has for him, because wolves aren't my thing, Robert. Like, tell me one cool thing about being 35 and wearing a wolf shirt. That's not hot.
In Las Vegas, I had a wolf shirt and a satchel and khaki pants, and had my, we lost my friend for a while, and I had a baby named Carlos with me, but we found my friend later. He was on top of a roof. But that's about it. That's the only thing I can tell you that's cool about wolves on a shirt. All right, go ahead.
Okay, moving on from that. So, Wardlow gets pissed off, okay? And that is how you know that you're about to have a wonderful time. So, like, Wardlow gets pissed. He comes out, asks Tony Schiavone really, really nicely to leave the ring. I got it. I just don't think it's a, I don't think it's a nice movie. It's a dude's movie. It was funny the way you phrased it, by the way. Kudos. That's gotta be a top five moment on the show for you. Yeah. So War Daddy, please,
Martha, don't be pissed.
Finish,
Martha. Okay, go ahead.
So, Wardlow says, years ago, people were chanting my name.
It was like, yeah, I heard one room in particular, yeah, in Bulgaria was too. Yeah.
The rocket strapped to my back was put upside down ever since, because I've been buried ever since. The best in the world, the real champion, I beat his ass. His body is still falling apart because of me. Big shiny titles and custom suits look better on me. I'm the uncrowned king of AEW, and it's time I start eating like one because I'm starving. Oh my, okay. I have a good idea about what you can eat.
Wow. Holy shit. Jesus.
I mean, come on, it's right there.
This is wide open.
Yeah. This is no longer wrestling, this is war. And so I'm so happy that they finally saw that this is war is a way better thing for Wardlow than him shouting boo or whatever, or boom. This is a way better thing for Wardlow. So why did it have to take me to rant about Wardlow? And I don't want that. In order for him to, you know, to have a wake-up call. They did announce a Meat Madness match after that. And I'm so happy because Hobbs, Wardlow, Luchasaurus probably, Miro, if he comes back, if CJ Perry is fine. He is in Bulgaria, by the way. Miro is back in Bulgaria. So this, if this was him being put on the spot, and they just said, "Here's the live microphone, go say whatever the hell you want to say," because as I mentioned last week and the week before that, the Undisputed Kingdom has flopped. And I'm not enjoying that. Nope. Like I said, like, it had such a big buildup that when it was fine, like, we finally had our closure and then we were done with this. You can so tell that I'm talking about Twin Peaks right now, but like, this is a totally different conversation. But right now, it is the least exciting thing in the show, and it was the biggest thing for months and months before that. And that is not even because of MJF's absence. It's not because of that. It's because they're not on television. Like, they're flopping. I am so glad that both Matt Taven and Mike Bennett were shown week after week consistent in what they can do in the ring, because the Kingdom are a great tag team. They're the Ring of Honor tag team champions. And by the way, Jake Hager saving Orange Cassidy was as random can get. That well, was weird. I know that they just wanted to have him on the show because they were there.
Yeah, and they were trying to get that home pop, but it did not work.
Yeah, sure, but like, what the hell? Like, I'm gonna need an explanation about that. But like, I don't care for one.
Time out real quick. The way they can do it, if they want to make it like make sense, is if he kind of like teams up with them and get Pat back, because that actually worked with Jake Hager. People actually
Is a stupid hat was the only thing that got him
over. I know, but that's what I'm saying. They can work with that. It's a way to do it, but
yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of things, and who knows? Maybe that writer will help things.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Sorry.
So, I'm glad that they're slowly building towards something. Roderick Strong. I actually hope that Roderick Strong beats Orange Cassidy at Revolution for that championship, because if he doesn't, the Kingdom are in the mud. You know, the Undisputed Kingdom. They just don't matter, like whatsoever. They do not matter.
Okay, this is me fantasy booking here. Just fantasy booking. What I'd love to see is Kyle O'Reilly and murder great 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 grandpa and Bobby Fish, like show up and like join the Kingdom, like, you know, like the Undisputed thing. So that's Kyle O'Reilly back more than anything, but
we all want Kyle O'Reilly. I miss the guy. I just hope he's good. Just hope he's healthy.
That's what matters.
That's what matters. It's just incredibly depressing because each and every person in the Undisputed Kingdom is a favorite of mine. And it's crazy that it's not working. And I don't know if it's lack of screen time. I don't know if it's lack of storyline. I don't know if it's, you know, bad luck that Adam Cole isn't healthy still. I don't know. It is maybe a combination of all of these things. I don't know if it gets better when MJF comes back. If MJF comes back, we still have no idea about his contract status. There are a lot of ifs and buts.
He'll be back. He's there.
I want to say so, but like, I'm not, like, I don't know that. Like, I believe he is, but like, I can be, you know, right now. You understand what I'm saying. All I'm saying is incredible promo for Wardlow, like incredible for him. Because we haven't seen that part, that spark of him. Because all this time, all I've been saying is, why isn't Wardlow pissed? Because he had so many things in the palm of his hands, and they got taken away from him because of other people going over, and because of the crowd went behind that guy more. You know, when it was Wardlow's time, everyone was talking about MJF. You know, all of these things, I kept saying, why isn't Wardlow mad? Make him be mad, because this is what makes sense. And now they made sense, and I enjoy that. Mm-hmm. Now, the important thing that they should do was to capitalize on this. Because if they do nothing with Wardlow from next week on, it's as if this week didn't matter. It's as if this week did not happen whatsoever, and they erase this entire thing out of existence. So good job on this week making sense, but do something with this the week after that and the week after that and the Revolution and so on and so forth. Because if you don't, then people would think that them not getting invested in something that they want is just pointless.
Yeah. Well, Maggie, plug your shit.
Guys, you can follow me. I'm back. You can follow me on Twix or X or Twitter. I don't give a crap. At Maggie_IK and on Instagram at Maggie.IK. Thank you, Rob. Where can they
guys, go? Guys, you can follow me at Rob Wilkins on Twix, aka Twitter. Otherwise, you can follow me on Instagram at Fightful Rob. I'm also on Threads at Fightful Rob. And then, of course, every Friday, you can join me right here on Fightful Overbooked with that lovely young lady, Maggie. We have a good old time. And eventually, we will be bringing back Coexisting After Dark. We don't know when. We don't know where. We don't know. Well, we know where. Fightful Select. But, yeah, I want to say thank you guys for tuning in. We really do appreciate you. And we hope. If you watch Elimination Chamber, we hope you enjoy it. So just want to say thank you. And again, Fightful Select members, if you subscribe, you can join our Discord now. So we have a exclusive Discord for Fightful Select members. So join it. It's been pretty good. So just want to say thank you again, and we will talk to you soon. Peace out. Maybe I'll hit the right button here this time. Let's try this. Jeez. It's the first time. Jeez. I think I've done this before.
Sacrifice! 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 Sacrifice!
Well, that wasn't nice it. One. Yeah, mm-hmm. That was not the one I was looking for.
Yeah, David Busters, damn it.
That wasn't it either.
Warehouse.
Look, I forgot to do the Cooper effect. We're not going to do a show without it, so we're doing the Cooper effect.
So this is my first time, too, because I also forgot the Cooper effect. Guys, firefighters from Los Angeles rescued a 1,000-plus-pound horse named Lucky from a backyard sinkhole. So county fire rescue had, you know, they had their work cut out for them because they had to get a huge horse that fell into a sinkhole near the lake. So the horse name is Lucky. So that's it's kind of irony. It's a 20-year-old horse. It avoided any serious injuries to her legs during the fall in the muddy ground. So there was a lot of heavy equipment involved, but in the end they did end up saving, you know, Lucky. At the end of the day, it was lucky for her. Yeah. For the horse to get scot-free. We almost ended the show at the right time, and now we didn't.
That's okay. Yeah. We had to
but do we're not effect. We're not ending a show without a Cooper effect. Yeah.
Maggie, this I'm not trying to make a Bulgaria joke. Are Western movies popular at all? Like,
oh yeah. Western movies are big in Bulgaria.
Okay. So here's my question. If Star Wars was like a Western, do you think people would ever say, "May the horse be with you"? We'll see you guys later. I'm stupid.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.